Here's a house in a neighborhood on a road, and inside is a family, two old adults, their daughter, and her daughter. Hospice had been to this house before my visit. Another admission nurse had walked up the concrete sidewalk to the big wooden door and pulled the heavy iron knocker and gone in, admitted the old woman onto hospice a year ago, because it seemed she was dying from her dementia then. Then the magic of life took hold, her condition improved, and she graduated from our services to return when she needs us in the future. In this case, I am walking down the concrete sidewalk to lift the knocker, this time to admit her husband to the service, because his lungs have stopped inflating, and most of the time he is short of breath. He wears oxygen all the time and cannot walk anymore. His daughter is taking care of him. In the dining room, the whole family is sitting in a circle. My new client is in an easy chair next to the window, unshaven, pale, and wearing oxygen. He does open his eyes and nods at me, but his breathing takes concentration, so he closes his eyes again and stays silent. I meet his granddaughter and his daughter and his wife, who is frail and pale as well, but alert and talkative. She is no longer at the end of her life. She is spry and responsive in her dementia. She wants to participate in our conversation, so her daughter asks her if she can sit still and stay quiet while we talk about Dad. The mother does well to sit still and occasionally interrupts as I remind the rest of the family about how hospice works at home to help. I just begin to look at a box of medicine. The old lady says with some alarm, "Hey, who is that man over there in that chair?" pointing her finger at her husband crumpled in the recliner. The daughter says, "Mom, that's Dad. You two are married." The old woman's voice gets louder and faster as she says, "I don't want to be married. I do not want to be married. I do not want a husband." Her blue eyes are darting in their sockets now, panic setting in. Her daughter puts her hand on her mother's back and says, "It's okay, Mom. I take care of Dad. You don't have to be married." The daughter turns to me and says, "Listen, don't worry about this. She has issues, that's all. We just go with it." Our circle is calm for the rest of the interview, with a few more outbursts from Mom about how marriage is not for her, and her daughter reassuring her that she is taking care of Dad. I finish up my work and am ready to end our time together. Then suddenly, out of nowhere, and this is not my typical habit, I asked my final question by singing the words. I start speaking, but suddenly a song bursts through me. I sing in an ascending scale. "Does anyone have any more questions?" This group did not seem to mind my spontaneous singing, and no one answered with any questions. Then the silence is broken by a strong, bold, clear, operatic belting out of a two-note song from the silent man in the corner. "Why me?"